I'm Dave McCabe. I'm 24 and I'm from Walkinstown.
You were a musician in a band, Stolen City. Yeah. You also had another job, is that right?
I do, yeah. I work as an SNA in a school.
Brilliant.
A secondary school.
So you were a busy man. And did you have, up until the story we're going to get to, did you have a great feeling about 2020?
Oh my God, yeah. It was meant to be. Like, I've been doing the band for 6 years now. We've been doing it for 6 years together. And we were waiting for a huge opportunity like this to come up for us. And yeah, so it was meant to be, 2020 was meant to be our biggest year, you know, our big shot. And we released a single in February. And it was a big single for us. It was called The Tower. And we were promoting this song all through the month of February. And then I started feeling like unbelievably tired. And then in March, everything just kind of hit the fan and all went downhill.
You started feeling tired, fatigued.
Yeah. Now, as I said, I've been doing this for 6 years with the band, and I'd never feel as tired as I was, and I was feeling unbelievably tired, run down. I was sleeping all the time. I started breaking out then of these bruises on my hands, bruises on my legs, and I broke out with these blood blisters in my mouth.
God.
So I went to the doctor, and he was like, it's called hand, foot, and mouth, what you have. And I was like, okay. I went to do bloods then on the Thursday. On the tours, they did me bloods. Friday, then I went to do a gig in a primary school. It was Mental Health Week in the primary school. And I was missing phone calls. Mm. And I was like, what's going on? It was James's Hospital trying to get in touch with me. Now, I literally had done the bloods Friday morning. James's Hospital were calling me. And it turned out I had to go straight into hospital. I was rushed straight in. It turned out I had this APML leukemia. So I got diagnosed with that, which was just on the 6th of March, which is just absolute madness, you know?
So you had done the bloods in the morning, and then your phone was hopping to say, we need to see you immediately. So when you got to the hospital, where did you go and what did they say to you?
I literally had gone into A&E, and I was like, I'm a relaxed person now, I'm chilled about this, like I wouldn't panic about anything, but I literally got into A&E, and they were like, what's your name there? It's like David McCabe. Like, oh, we have everything set up for you. Got me weight, done me height, done. I was brought straight through, and I met the doctor. And I was like, she goes to me, I'm not someone you want to see on a Friday afternoon. And I was like, okay. She was like, you have leukemia. And she explained everything out to me. And I was like, oh, my God. Well, this is different, you know.
Did she mention anything about how serious it was?
Oh, yeah, she said. So basically the bruises on my hands and the bruises on my legs and everything was that my body was bleeding and the blood wasn't clotting. And she said, this is extremely serious, she said. And she said, if you have a bleed to your brain, she's like, that's it, we have hours here.